But there is one place in Russia where HIV-positive babies are welcome. This is the Republican Hospital for Infectious Diseases in the city of Ust-Ichora. Abandoned HIV-positive babies can come here when orphanages do not accept them. But sadly, the center can only care for 40 children. Yevgeny Voronin established this hospital. He says that the bad experiences children have before they get to the hospital can affect them their whole lives.
These children all look the same. They do not show any emotion. Their face is mask-like. They do not smile. They sit in one place.
Yelena Vedmed also works at the Republican Hospital for Infectious Diseases. She agrees that often these abandoned babies do not get the care they need, especially mentally.
Absolutely all the children that came here had developmental problems. 2-year-old children had the developmental level of a 6-month-old baby.
Workers at the Hospital for Infectious Diseases do their best to care for these abandoned children. But they cannot care for every child. And most of all, they worry that people outside the hospital will never accept the HIV-positive children. Yevgeny says,
"People are still afraid. They think these children have no future. The children are denied chances because of prejudices. People believe that they will not live long, and they are easily infectious. In reality, this is completely not true. There are new medicines now, but what was in people's heads 20 years ago has not changed. The worst punishment for these children is not HIV. It is the people's prejudice. This is the most terrible punishment."